Hello, I'm Arnab Seal. I'm the current chairperson of the European Academy of Childhood Disability. And today I will be highlighting why championing diversity matters to the European Academy of Childhood Disability. Many current issues of importance, like progressive climate change and the current COVID pandemic, affect the vulnerable disproportionately. However, today I want to talk about embracing diversity and why it is important to the EACD. Racism has been in the news recently, and it is not for the first time, and nor will it be the last. Recent public awareness from the Black Lives Matter movement has led many societies to explore their past in a new light and to seek some redress of historical wrongs. More importantly, it has triggered many of us, including the EACD, to hold up a mirror and examine ourselves, our communities, and our organizations. Progress towards racial equality has been slow, and we in the EACD are committed to doing much better. Within the EACD, we are fortunate in having ingrained diversity, representing 44 European nations through 31 established member academies of childhood disability. The population of our constituent academies is diverse, and our general management committee mirrors this European diversity. In my lived experience, overt racism has been absent in the EACD boardroom and in our conferences. That said, the Black and minority ethnic populations in our board and our membership is small, and we need to do much more. We have already taken steps, including involving a wide range of voices and appropriate ethnic representation to be part of our user forum advising on policy priorities. Racial prejudice can be overt or more subtle, implicit bias. It is easy to spot racial prejudice, which is overt, but implicit racial bias is more common and more difficult to spot. Often, institutionalized bias within societies is such that generations grow up without knowing any different. Till we actively examine and challenge such prejudice in ourselves and our institutions, the negative impacts of institutional racism will continue to affect our patients and also our colleagues. One stark message that the current COVID-19 pandemic has brought home is that health outcomes are different for different ethnic groups. The mortality and morbidity of Black and ethnic minority populations has been considerably higher with COVID-19. The reasons for this are complex and likely influenced from genetic, cultural, social, environmental, and economic differences must be playing a part. Families of children with disabilities across Europe from diverse ethnic backgrounds experience similar differences. Their lived experience and health outcomes are different for different interventions. There is evidence to suggest that most clinical research in the Western world and the evidence informing our guidelines are based on white participants. Language barriers or inability to follow complex research guidelines are cited as barriers to recruitment. If we truly want to personalize care, we need to make our practice, our research, our guidelines, and our institutions racially and culturally competent. We need to provide data on variations in interventions and outcomes for groups with diverse health needs. The EACD and our partner organizations need to advocate for our workforce training curriculums to be culturally competent and to recognize implicit bias and to call it out, and to recognize variations in outcomes in diverse populations so that effective personalized interventions can be chosen. We recognize there is much to be done by us in the EACD. Recognition and acknowledgement of the issue is a first giant step. For some, this work may feel challenging. Let us lean into the discomfort. Let us embrace difference. The EACD General Management Committee is committed to do better and we hope to achieve change in the coming years. Thank you for listening.